bringing you all the good vibes.
Good vibes.
24/7.
You're listening to 90.4 FM, Ride Time Radio.
Yep, it's Ride Time Radio. This is 90.4 FM going out on the south coast of Tenerife. We've got a jam-packed show for you this morning. Talking to Klaus from the Bad Bone Stompers about 8:30. We'll be catching up with them and their show, finding out what they're going to be doing at this year's Volcano Hunt 2024. All of that with the news headlines. Well, some of them, some of the false, some of the good, some of the bad, some of the ugly. So if you're waking up in Tenerife this morning, we are waking up to a very warm, warm wind and Scirocco wind, I think, with a heavy kalima out there. I can't even see down to the coast today. It is very, very heavy with that kalima. But we'll see what happens as it brightens up a little and see if we can lift that kalima up and lift our spirits. But the good thing is it's nice and warm and that's what we want. So we're speaking to Klaus from the Bad Bone Stompers around about 8:30. We'll have a catch-up with him. They've had some fantastic gigs over the last 12 months, and we'll find out just what they've been up to and what they've got planned. Also, they'll be playing at the Volcano Hunt this year, of course. Birthdays today. Well, if you're a petrol head, you might be interested to know, you might not be, that you share that with Jeremy Clarkson, formerly the presenter from the Top Gear show.
Yeah.
So a bit of AC/DC off the Power Up album. That is Rejection. And that's a headline that I'm talking about today. Well, sort of. I was looking at headlines yesterday coming out of the UK. Right, and I kind of pick headlines from all over that really don't make any sense or are absurd, let's say, right? And this is a headline that, this is a subject, let's say, that I feel very strongly about. And everybody that I talk to feels very strongly about it as well. And that's kind of confusing because we can't understand who pushes all of this stuff out, because we're talking now about LGBT and all of this sort of stuff. And everybody has a right to be however they want to be. That's fine. But when we're pushing it onto the kids, it's a different story. And the headlines coming out of the UK yesterday were about hormone replacement therapy that has been being given to children as young as 8 and 9 years old, puberty blockers. And they've now started to see, but we could have told them this, right? But they've now started to see that there's a huge amount of mental illness problems being created in children because we're confusing them. Right, and we're confusing them at a very young age. Not only are we confusing them, we are now also really treating them as guinea pigs as we push hormone tablets into them. Because is it they that they don't want to be a boy or a girl? Is it that their mum or their dad or whatever that they don't want them to be a boy or a girl? Which one is it really? Because I've got children, I've got 5 children, and never has one of them come home to me confused about its sexuality. Now, I'm confused about the whole thing, because then today I get a letter off my school, and brace yourselves, everybody in Tenerife, if you are with this or against this, but this is just my opinion, okay, solely my opinion, that now I get a letter from the school telling me on the 17th of May to get ready to send my kids to school in all sorts of coloured clothes because they're going to do this anti-homophobic week, whatever that is, right? Because it's not that you can label somebody with anything, I thought. I thought you couldn't label people with things. That was the whole idea of all of this. So how come they're trying to label this then? The whole thing is my son is 8 years old. He doesn't need a sexual education lesson about anything, right? He needs to learn how to do his sums because he's struggling with his long division, right? That's what he needs to be taught about, right? He needs a week on long division. He needs a week on Spanish language, right? He needs a week on the important things that are going to get him through the world, not what colour T-shirt he should wear, not what rainbow he should be following, not what stupidity he's going to be taught before he's even had a lesson about heterosexual relationships. It's a disgrace. And if you're with me on this, then I would say don't send your kids to school on the 17th of May.
That just can't be denied. Easy Rider Tenerife is Tenerife's premium motorcycle rental and tour company. We specialize in retro, classic, and cruiser-style motorcycles. Check out our fleet online at easyridertenerife.com. You can also find our huge selection of routes and rides with private one-to-one tour guides, helping you discover the island on two wheels. Contact us for more information on 0034-822-680-791 or visit us at easyridertenerife.com.
That's right, easyridertenerife.com. Looking forward to seeing Andrew Stretch today. And he's also bringing his partner with him. They're going to be taking out the Vespa and the Ducati, I think. It is very heavy out there, Andrew. If you're listening, if you do want to change your day, just get in touch. We can change that for you if you don't fancy riding about in the Klima. We'll see how it is when it brightens up a little bit. Other headlines, well, a bit closer to home. Smokers, get ready to brace yourselves because they're starting to pick on you now. It is your turn to get the untasty sandwich from the politicians because you are going to get a massive hike in prices on cigarettes as all part of a new legislation to curb smoking, to crush smoking, stop people smoking. Now, I don't get this, right? So on one hand, we've got them stopping smoking, putting tobacco prices up. On the other hand, we're telling people it's okay to smoke weed. We can open all these weed cafes now and you can sign up and weed's okay now. But you need tobacco to smoke weed, right? So, and smoking weed on its own, purely with no tobacco in it. I mean, I remember doing that when I was a kid. I nearly ended up with one lung. You know, it's horrendous. So, what is going on again? Like, these are the people making the rules up, right? And they want us to follow them, right? So they want us to follow all of these crazy rules that they come out with, all of these crazy ideas that nobody's voted for. And here we are now. We're going to get hit in the pocket on one side, but we can get stoned on the other so we won't remember anything about it. It just, I don't know. It's a bit of amphetamine, Annie. Seemed a lot easier in them days.
I want to tell you all a story about this chick I know. They call her Amphetamine Annie. She's always shoveling snow. I sat her down and told her, I told her crystal clear, I don't mind you getting high, but there's one thing you should feel. Your mind might think it's flying, baby, on those little pills, but you ought to know it's dying cause speed kills. But Anna kept on speeding, her help was getting pulled. At the door, my mouth was like a grinding mill, my lips were cracked and sore, my skin was turning yellow. I just couldn't take it no more. She thought her mind was flying on those little pills. She didn't know it was going down fast, cause speed kills. Kill you too, baby. Hold it, Anna. Baby stuff, yeah. Here comes a good part. Too much melodrama. She said, I don't care what a limey says, I got to get it on.
music. Music. More fun.
You're listening to Ride Time Radio.
Yep, you certainly are, and this is Adam, and this is, it's about 20 past eight, I reckon, right, we might be able to get Klaus out of bed at this time in the morning. He is, of course, the guitarist and one of the frontmen of the Bad Bone Stompers. They are playing at the Volcano Hunt this year. I'm just ringing the number now to see if we can get him on board. We may be able to, right, but musicians are difficult characters sometimes because they're very nocturnal, and this time of the day for them is not good. Klaus, can I? Oh, you're there, Klaus. We've got you up, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you? I'm just making my first coffee of the day. So,
what time do you usually take the first coffee, Klaus? About like 12:30, 1:00? Is that kind of the normal rising time?
No, I'm not. It's okay. Don't worry about it. The first coffee is always around 11:00. Yeah.
Just remember that, everybody. Whilst we've done almost a morning's work, right, Klaus is just getting out of bed with his rock star lifestyle. But Klaus, listen, great guitarist, great band. I've been following the band for a number of years. We've worked together for a number of years
thank
now.
You've
had some fantastic gigs going on over the last, 18 months. You've really been on some big stages.
Yeah. We were around Gran Canaria, around Canary Island as well. We were around the last 18 months. We were also around Finland. One of the first gig actually was in Finland, and we also went to Sevilla around Spain as well. We tried to move here around out of Canary Island as well, and tried to move.
I mean, the music's really fantastic. The chemistry in the band is great on stage. I like the big double bass that you've got going on there now. That big band festival looked pretty good. I see some marketing for that again for coming up for this year. How did that one go? And you was in Gran Canaria a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, we were actually at an kind of... I don't know, can I say contest, you know?
Right.
And so we had now, we just won a collaboration with a few things about making a good video promotional marketing and also record our new songs.
Okay.
So we're going to have, so now this year we're going to have a little bit of work to do, but we're going to move now around Gran Canaria as well around June. And then we possibly go over in Europe as well. So, finger crossed. And we have to now work this new record and see what happens.
Well, is this a new record? Is this an original record that you've put together?
Yeah.
Good.
We're gonna put out firstly two single songs.
Okay.
And then we keep working to our first full-length album, but this is now another story. But now we focus on our new video promotional. We're gonna record live in the studio, typical analog studio here in Tenerife.
Okay.
And then we're gonna try to find our sound, our new sound for our new songs. So yeah.
All still within a kind of rockabilly blues style, you know, you're not moving away from that. You're still keeping that original roots kind of music.
We always try to mix a little bit of what we like in our music. We now try not to fix only rockabilly, only blues, only that.
Yep.
You know, we just try to mix everything and see what happens. And people like it, so we keep doing this way because it's important for us that they recognize our own style. I mean,
you don't just want to be another cover band of the older blues, but you've got a really good feel vibe going on when you are on stage. Halvis is a fantastic frontman. He's really come on over the years as well. He's grown and grown. You seem to be more kind of the business brain in the band, if I don't offend any of the other guys, but you do seem to be the guy who's kind of like, you know, you look at the pounds and the pence and you're making things work in that way. Yeah, you're very tight as well. You know, you are very tight to deal with, Klaus. I must say that. you know.
You've
always looked after me. You always do that. Now we've got the volcano hunt coming up. Anything new? Are we going to hear some of this new stuff at the volcano hunt?
Sure, you're going to do. Yeah, we're going to have some new things coming up over there. Yeah,
oh, fantastic.
And yes, we are now with the full band with the original members.
Okay.
Still.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be
because I know you've got a bone to pick with me, right? And I'm gonna bring this up right, before you get to the gig on the 20th, because I know what I did wrong, right? Before you even say it, I know what I did wrong when I posted that post on Facebook and it had the wrong picture on there. And when I saw it the next day, I thought Clace is gonna pull me on that when he sees me, because it had a standing guitarist in it on that post. So I have taken that off. It won't go on again, Klaus.
I don't say anything. I don't know. If we need some pictures, I can send to you any pictures. Also naked pictures of Elvis, if you prefer.
Yes, yeah, to be fair, send me some new stuff over. We've got just over a week left before we get to the show. Yeah. So send me some stuff over so I can post that out as well. And all is good. I mean, a big thank you for supporting our events and always turning up and playing a really, really good set. I'm looking forward to playing, hearing you play at the Hunt again this year.
Maybe would be good also if we can jam together with you, maybe.
I've been practicing. I was hoping you was going to say that, Clay. So I have been practicing, right? I've got my recorder ready, right? I've got the recorder ready. I've got it all cleaned up. You know, I've been practicing my fingers.
That's good. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
Clay,
good. Yeah, my son.
Thank you very much for joining me. All right. I will see you.
Thank you.
I will see you on the 20th. All right. Well, you start at the Volcano Hunt at 8 o'clock. Your set starts. You're taking us into the evening.
8 o'clock in the evening. Yeah,
yep, 8 o'clock in the evening. Okay. You're playing through till 10. Anybody who wants to come and see the Bad Bone Stompers, then get on to tomaticket.es and get the tickets, because the capacity of the venue is limiting us on space. So if you want to come and see these guys play,
of course,
then you've got to get your tickets. All right, Clay, thank you very much for your time this
morning.
Thank
you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye bye.
You too. Take care. Bye bye.
The woman told my mother before I was born, "You got a boy child coming. You're a son of a gun. You're gonna make pretty women jump and shout. And the world wanna know what this all about." Cat Bone, Mojo, I got the Johnny Kangaroo. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you, girl, by my hand. And the world I know that I'm the hoochie coochie man. You know I'm here. having money. You were born for good luck. I got $700. Don't you mess with me.
Prepárate para el evento del año. La Tenerife Volcano Hunt Extravaganza. Un día diferente lleno de emociones, magia, motos, tattoos y mucha música. Con el tributo europeo a los Foo Fighters. Fran Chafino y su espectacular show de flamenco. Espera, hay más. Exhibición de motos y la única Tattoo Expo de Tenerife. El sonido en directo de los Bad Bone Stompers y la magia de cerca del gran Johnny Cardell. Un evento inolvidable para todas las edades. Únete a nosotros en la Cueva Restaurante Aldea Blanca para un día y una noche inolvidables. Compra tus entradas en tomaticket.es o visitando volcanohunt.com. Este año, más grande y mucho mejor. The Volcano Hunt Extravaganza.
Now then, tickets, entradas, billets, whatever you want to call them, right? Tickets. You need to go and get them, okay? We are, like, really heating up now with the ticket sales. And, yeah, it's been a relief to see that because everybody leaves things to the last minute. But now things are rolling, right? The place is limited on capacity. You cannot just turn up on the day and think you're going to walk in. It's not going to happen. Go to Toma Ticket. Buy your tickets. Because you are going to be disappointed on the day. It is various different prices. You don't have to buy tickets with food. You can buy entrance-only tickets. But once that capacity number is hit, that is it, right? I can't do anything for you if you don't listen to what I'm saying. Big shout-out to Klaus. Thank you very much for joining me online this morning. I'm looking forward to the Bad Bone Stompers. I always do. They're a fantastic, good-feel band. Helvis is fantastic on stage. Really good front man. Klaus and all the other guys, fantastic musicians. The whole band comes together, gels very nicely. They'll be playing from 8 p.m., taking us through till 10 p.m. on the evening. And it'll be the final band that plays. It is going to be an amazing, amazing day, right? We've got lots planned. So get on to Toma Ticket. Get down to the ticket outlets or visit volcanohunt.com.
Shoes, man, gave me the blues, and we dance. Moonshine, drinking, doing everything but forget. Blues, hand me downs. Racing the wrong way, chasing every skirt in town. Taking the long way, waiting for the sun to come out. We'll live.
This is Matt from Matt Man and the Shine Runners, and you're listening to Ride Time Radio.
Yep, you certainly are. This is 90.4 FM. We're going out on the south coast of Tenerife if you tune into us there. If you want to find us at home, if you're further away, then simply jump on to ridetimeradio.com. You'll find the player there. Hit play. If you want to find us all the time, wherever you go, download the app onto your Android or iOS device. Just go to the App Store and you'll find Easy Rider Tenerife. Punch that in, and then you will find everything that we do. You'll find all about our motorcycle hire, our motorcycle tours in Tenerife, our motorcycle companies, our pirate ship, all the things that we do and have going on here in the madness of Easy Rider. So we have the Volcano Hunt coming up on 2024 on the 20th of April. Now, that schedule for that is 10 o'clock. Bikes that are entering competitions need to start to turn up at 10. And then we'll run through till about 12 o'clock while we book people into competitions. We get the judging sort of organised and we get the bikes selected for the winner's compound. Every bike that is selected for the winner's compound will get reimbursed for their entrance fee or will get a free entrance free band. So whichever one, you know, if you've already bought tickets, don't worry. We'll reimburse you for that. So if your bike is selected to go into the winner's compound, you're going to get the free entrance ticket. Now, we'll leave at about 12 o'clock. So whilst all that is going on, we have the Aces High duo playing on the back of the Chevy. And they will be playing their set of rock and roll outside in the compound whilst we start shocking out and getting ready for this year's hunt, right? We also have the acrobats and the jugglers and the fire breathers all kind of walking about and keeping us entertained whilst we get the judging done for the motorcycles. And then the hunt begins at 12 o'clock. So we will go up over the Teide in search of Mount Volcano. I got that wrong. But in search of the volcano anyway. Once we get over the top, we'll stop for refreshments before heading back down. And the entertainment will start at 3 p.m. So if you are in kind of general public coming down to the event, you're more than welcome to come down at 12 o'clock. But the bikes do leave at that time and they go off on about a 2 hour, 2.5 hour trip. And we get back about 3. So if you want to be there to see the bikes arriving back at the compound, you best to get there for about 2:30. Then you can get you'll be able to get drinks and refreshments. But the doors open officially at 3 p.m. for when we actually go into the arena, take our seats, the bands begin, the shows begin, and the whole day of entertainment will start to pan out from there. If you've got your tattoos, you can get your tattoo entered into the show. You can win up to €250 in prize money, sponsored by Atlantico FM. We're looking for the very best dressed dapper Volcano Hunter of the Year, sponsored by PBF Insurance Services with €150 and a huge cup trophy to take home and display to your friends. And the trophies are finished for the bike categories. And let me tell you now, they look fantastic. We'll be right back. the Cinelli Brothers there off that new album. We'll be doing a review on that over the next couple of weeks when we have a real deep look at what they've been doing and their new producer and which way the sound has gone there. So, feeling a bit bluesy this morning after speaking to Klaus. Bad Bone Stompers, of course, will be playing at 8 p.m. on the 20th at the Volcano Hunt. And they are a real good feel-good band, a real good vibe with them, yeah? And I hopefully will see some of their kind of followers turning up as well, because they have a real good nice kind of dance following group that come with them, and they make everything feel really good. Here's a bit of the Spin Doctors, If the River Was Risky. You had no trouble drowning me. Conditions for today. Well, it's looking pretty grim out there. It hasn't brightened up much, and that Kalima is very, very thick and heavy. Air quality is very, very bad today, and the further you go up the mountain, the worse it does get, unfortunately. So there's a lot of haze, a lot of Kalima in the air, and it can be difficult to breathe. We've had emergency emails coming out from schools, so check your emails, because schools are getting a bit worried about the kids. No schools have been closed at the moment, but they are sending emails out to start advising of what's going to come next. So just be very careful out there today. If you are renting bikes off us, and if you're listening, then, you know, don't be afraid to call in and see if we can rearrange that day for you if you want to change that. Today looks like it will be the worst day. So it's going to get better from here onwards. So if you want to call in, it's not a problem. Just call into head office. He's a bit of Kenny Wayne Shepherd. A little smoke in my stash.
touch their dial.
You're listening to Ride Time Radio.
So I was looking at the headlines again and I see corruption raising its head again at the top level in the EU. Oh, yes, it's got there as well. It's everywhere, isn't it? And what's her name? Ursula von der Leyen, who's like the top face of the EU. You see her everywhere, right? In fact, I think she is the EU, right? Because she goes around doing everything, right? You don't see anybody else doing anything. It's always this woman, Ursula von der Leyen. And she is round shaking everybody's hands, making deals, making up the rules as she goes along. But she's been making up far too many rules, unfortunately, because she has now just been probed and there's an investigation on her for corruption because she's been giving her mates all the top jobs. So they are normal MEPs. They get so much a year. And she's been promoting all of her best friends, unfortunately, backhandedly, up into the top ranks, giving them jobs at €20,000 a month. €20,000 a month. That's not bad, is it, eh? MEP for 2 or 3 weeks within the first 3 months, promoted to one of the top jobs. Corruption. It gets them all in the end, doesn't it? That's it for the end of the show for today, I'm afraid. Thanks for joining me. Big shout out to Klaus from the Bad Bone Stompers for joining me this morning as well. Thanks for tuning in. This is the end of the breakfast show for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 8 a.m. Of course, you can listen to this between 11 and 12 if you like the sound of my voice or you miss the show. All's good. Watch out for that climber out there. It's not nice today. Across the world, have a great day. Right, Ride Time Radio, over and out. The best, the best, the best, the best.
Set with his spectacular flamenco dinner show.
Wow.
An afternoon of